I'd like to read to you from the letters of the Scattered Brotherhood this evening. This is a very, very holy day. I want to talk to you just a little bit, but mostly I'm going to read to you and from this book and from the Bible, and we will chant and we will meditate. This is a day to go deep within yourself, to realize that the Christ is in you and envision the scene of his crucifixion. Now let me read to you from this Letters of the Scattered Brotherhood. There is a divine illumination from earthly things that will bring great joy and heavenly release to you if seen through the pure eyes of the Spirit. When you bathe, when you eat, when you walk, when you sleep, these are great symbols and are holy. When you work, changing unseen into maintenance, which you do when you use your mind to earn your bread, be holy by pouring the light upon humble, ordinary things, for thus you will be transfigured and your day will be blessed to you. Also, it is one way to overcome the world, which can be made a constant sacrament. Have more joy in your daily life, for renouncing the world is first of all to have a greater zest for things infinite than things finite. The idea of renouncing joy is destructive. Have greater joy, but be sure the source of it is within rather than without. Unless you be misled, that simply means to be more aware of him you worship while you play, for he abides in a lifted heart. He overcame the world. Put the world, therefore, at his feet. Sometimes in the past you have gone across the no man's land we have talked about for inspiration, and then you have left it behind you and have stood in your workaday world and expected to get results for your workaday spirit. No, results may come that way, but slowly, inadequately. Your direct action is when you go back to your world charged and supercharged and stay charged. I've spoken at length on this, for it is time you were more awake to your own power within. Go, therefore, plunge, experiment, do it daily. Nothing is too simple, too tiny. Go and move mountains and awake. The outward thrust of faith is your stand. One of our Bible readings this evening is from St. John chapter 17, beginning with verse 1. I think I'll go a little bit before that. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh. Day is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with thy glory, which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known, surely, that I came out from thee, and they have believed that they did send me. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Keith, would you lead us in chanting, please? Would you turn the light up, please, David? Now from St. Luke, chapter 22, beginning with verse 66. As soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him in unto their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Thou art then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. In chapter 23, beginning of verse 1. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the King of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirred up the people, touching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him unto Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him. And he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught, and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. On the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me, as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him, for of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again unto them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and the voice of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two others, malefactors, led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And again from the letters of the scattered brotherhood, Hold the pearl of great price, hold the talisman, believing. The secret lies in the reality of the power of this shining faith. Rest on it as you would on the arm of a strong friend, realizing its actuality. As fear attracts evil events, so doth faith attract good events. An act of faith is no idle thing, it is the first step. Dissolve everything to a fiery thought, a thought of fiery faith. When fears of defeat come, burn them up so that not for an instant can they take hold. You can do everything by being there first. Do not waste too much thought looking into yourselves, wondering what you ought to do. Keep a naked intent toward God. Keep one pointed in your advance into the seeming chaos and darkness of the world. It makes for the capacity of loving stillness. It makes the temple of the bosom hold the spirit more adequately. It makes for gentle holiness, comfort and protection, stillness and softness, that you may stand strong and alert. Those to whom this is revealed are the lonely. But like the mountaintop, lonely in the clouds, the air is pure. Be patient, be patient. Don't fret. Leave that to the little. Do not be afraid of standing to your full measurement, that inward measurement you know so well. And yet do not try to be perfect. That is a paradox, but too much effort is a delayer. Be gentle with yourself. You cannot storm the kingdom, for those who feel the weight are heavy burdens. That is the first stage. And yet again, be soft with everyone but yourself. It is a fine tonic, good iron for the blood. This is but a hint. A little bit of good salt for the sauce. At this time, when events come thick and fast, do not linger emotionally on sights and sounds and rumors. Accept them as facts and leave them. Even in battle, when our best friends fell beside us, we saluted and passed on. So it is with you in this great battle. Do what you can, but remember that your constant fight is to keep your holy stillness high above the din. Hold it. And however much there is thunder and darkness, and you are appalled by multiplying dangers, even if they advance in terrifying hosts, hold and advance. Then this stillness, illumined, will come into your lives on this earth, and great peace and goodness and glory and beauty will be your adventure. It is right that you attack. Always advance, keeping your fighting edge outside you. But from within, fill your bosom with light and high inspiration. For then is the kingdom of heaven brought down into your material world. It takes courage. Therefore, take courage and give it. And from William James it says, the things we cherish most are at the mercy of the things we cherish least. This is the day when all men worship very specially because of the crucifixion of Jesus, the Son of Man. They have trod the cross, the way of the cross with him in their consciousness. Perhaps they have faced themselves. Perhaps they have seen what is within their own cross, which is their body. And they do not like what they see. We come, all of us, to find the realization of our oneness with God. We will not do this by sharpshooting one another. It was Christ who said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. What did he bring the sword for? He brought that sword that he might cut the evil out of man's lives, that he might separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep are those who treasure the word of God, who want their oneness with him, who every moment of their lives are thinking about him, loving him, serving him, wanting and working toward their union with him. And the goats are those that keep their consciousness on worldly things, that are constantly backbiting, that are constantly doing things that they know that they should not do. They are constantly catering to the things of the senses and not the things of the spirits. They are like the 10 virgins, five of whom had the oil in their lamps and the other 5 who failed to put that oil in. And so are the sheep and the goats, because the sheep are known of God. The sheep are known of the Christ who is said to be the Lamb of God. And these will be with him in paradise. Believe me that this paradise is within you if you will only seek it. Seek it in every thought, word, and deed of your lives. Purify yourselves during this holy season and make this purity last within you. Do not give it up. As the last and holy and sacred gesture to the Son of Man who died on the cross, let us do away with all of the things that we have been working on and trying to give up in one grand swoop. Relinquish all of it at the feet of God. Take your vow before him that you will no longer indulge in these things, but rather that you will purify yourself before him, that you may ascend into the kingdom of heaven within yourself and know the Father through Jesus Christ the Savior within yourself. Remember that all takes place within each man, because what is this outer world but a mirage? It is that which man has built out of the depths of his own consciousness. He has built it with the ideas that were given to him, with the materials that were given to him and which he purchased perhaps. And he has built them with his own hands, with his own thoughts and words and deeds. But when you close your eyes and you sleep, the world ceases to exist. And the amazing thing is that you can go within yourself and through the methods of meditation which are given you, which through the techniques which are given you, that you can go beyond waking and sleeping into that tremendous presence of God which is within you. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within. Ye are God, ye are the temple of God. And so today is a symbol of that temple being rent asunder. The curtain of the temple is cast aside, and you are face to face with death itself. But remember that the Son of Man must die. He must be transformed into the Son of God before he can ascend into the kingdom of heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father, fully heir with the Christ. It is not impossible. Why do we keep thinking always of his coming on the outside, when truly As he himself said, that God and the kingdom of heaven are to be found within, and therefore, if that be so, he will come a second time out of the heaven of our own beings when we have so purified ourselves to receive him. Do not wait for this outer image that has been put before you historically, but go inside of yourselves. Meditate on him day and night. Give him all of yourself, and you will be lifted up into his glory as you have never dreamed of before. You will be filled with the bliss of his presence, and your whole life will change, never to be the same again. Now let us meditate a little more with some more music. We have some more.